Well, yes, friends, following that classic gospel favorite of Hank Snow's, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of Kingston, Ontario, as well as via www.oshawarocks.com throughout the Greater Toronto Area from the heart of the Durham County of Ontario. We can also be heard worldwide at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to remember and honor a man we have been listening to during the interviews for today's show. However, yet to highlight the music that, as mentioned, was quite a bit more rockier than his dad's, and that, of course, is Jimmy Rogers Snow. Now, before Jimmy Rogers left the music in the 1950s for his life following his Lord and Savior, he recorded many a rockabilly song. So with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to two of those rockabilly style songs. First of all, it's going to be called Go Back You Fool, and then we'll follow with another classic called How Do You Think I Feel. With that, I would also like to make mention that Jimmy Rogers Snow celebrates his 90th birthday as of February the 6th, and we would just like to wish him a very happy 90th birthday out there in Madison, Tennessee. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
You're headed down a lonely road that someday you'll regret. Go back, you fool, while you can. Your darling's heart is breaking, but you haven't lost her yet. Go back, you fool, while you can. You wander around the honky-tonks, acting fancy-free, so blinded by those tavern lights that you can't see. You pass the door to heaven in search of paradise. Go back, you fool, take another fool's advice. Standing where I stood before, so young and so misled. Go back, you fool, while you can. When I walked out and slammed the door, I wish someone had said, go back, you fool, while you can. I wandered round the honky-tonks, acting fancy-free, so blinded by those tavern lights I couldn't see. I'd pass the door to heaven in search of paradise. Go back, you fool, take another fool's advice.
Do you think I feel? I know your love's not real. Another's pretty speech has put you out of reach. How do you think I feel? How do you think we stand? I know you've made your plans, but you've included three, and that's too much for me. How do you think we stand? I won't be true again. I know that I can't win. So why should I pretend that you still love me? How do you think I feel? I know your love's not real. The one I'm mad about is just a get about. How do you think I feel? Again, I know that I can't win, so why should I pretend? pretend that you still love me? How do you think I feel? I know your love's not real. The one I'm mad about is just a get about. How do you think I feel?
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada, as we usually do with the segment I like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. With that mentioned, let's start by sending out our happiest of Sunday morning greetings to Peter and Myrna in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them, today will be Peter's version of a song that he recorded, that Hank Snow originally did back in the 60s, called I Don't Hurt Anymore. And just a little note that George Lungard, our good friend from the East Coast, is also playing lead guitar, much in the style of Hank Snow on this classic. Then we'll follow with a song going out to the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and his beloved wife, Miss Nancy. Today will be an all-time classic version of My Nova Scotia Home. Then we'll wrap up here today with a man I have a lot of respect for and am trying to get a hold of, if anyone knows how to. But it's going to be Clate Butt from the Rock of Newfoundland as well, and from Clate it'll be his version of Nobody's Child. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and also send our happiest of wishes out to the East Coast. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops are dry. No more walking the floor with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. Used to deny I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore. To deny I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore. There's
a place I'll always cherish beneath the blue Atlantic skies, where the shores down Cape Breton gets the golden sun to rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossom sprays the dew kiss long, back in dear old Nova Scotia, where Hank Snow was born. The Scotia Western and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express. Their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west. And the sturdy fishing schooners sway so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia was Hank's sanctuary and he loved it so. Far across the great Dominion, I have traveled far and wide. Where the shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields golden blaze. Headed back to Nova Scotia, where contented cattle graze. Where the pretty robin redbreast sees his loved ones in the tree. And the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling Michael T. It seems to say beyond your way there's a welcome at the door, where the kin folks are awaiting on that great Atlantic shore. Down to beautiful New Brunswick and across to PEI, to the rock-bound coast of Newfoundland I loved until I died. But if God came here on earth with us and asked if he could rest, I'd take him to Hank's Nova Scotia home, the place that he loved best. I'd take God to Hank's Nova Scotia home, the place that he loved best.
As I was slowly walking by an orphan's home one day, I stopped there for the moment just to watch the children play. And all alone a boy was standing there, I asked him why. He stood with eyes cat could not see, and he began to cry. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child. I'm like a flower just growing wild. No mama's kisses and no daddy's smile. Nobody wants me, I'm nobody's child. Some people come for children, and they take them for their own. They always seem to pass me by, and I am left alone. I know they like to take me, but when they see I'm blind, they always take some other child, and I am left behind. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child. I'm like a flower just growing wild. No mama's kisses and no daddy's smile. Nobody wants me, I'm nobody's child. No mama's arms to hold me or soothe me when I cry. Sometimes I get so lonely here, I wish that I could die. And when I walk the streets of heaven, where all the blind can see, just like all the other kids, there'll be a home for me.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Now friends, it is once again that time in the program to salute the great legends of the high lonesome sound of bluegrass. With that mention, I would like to salute a collection of recently heard bluegrass pioneers that I've come across, whom to me have very unique style of singing. And with that mention, let's pay tribute to an all-time legend of bluegrass that is not unfamiliar to our bluegrass listeners, but is to my ears. And that is the man we all remember as the king of the bluegrass fiddle, Benny Martin. From Benny, it'll be an all-time classic called Me and My Fiddle. We'll then follow with Buck Ryan and Smitty Irvin, I Can Read Between the Lines. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time great bluegrass team, and that's, of course, the Boys from Indiana. And they have an all-time classic called Kentucky in the Morning. With that, we'll also send these out to our good friend Sandra Day in Ingleside, Ontario, and anyone else who loves that old bluegrass style of picking and singing. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Been my fiddler all alone. I have no one to call my own. I'm so lonesome, lonesome as can be. Oh, I've been wishing I'd find a girl who'll love me around this world. Me and my fiddler are all alone, you see. Around. I roamed all over a many a town. Seems to me that no one is ever sure. Oh, when you're lonesome and far away, this is a story that I can't say. Just me and a fiddle are always on our way. Yeah. Thank you.
in your letter, I can tell that you found somebody new. And the words that you wrote in this letter are not the words I used to get from you. I can see how you tried to explain, dear, and it's easy to know you've been untrue. I can read between the lines in your letter, I can tell that you found somebody new. But it seems that my dreams are all in vain. You have now found someone you love better. I can tell you've grown tired of my dreams. I can see how you tried to explain, dear, and it's easy to know you've been untrue. I can read between the lines in your letter. I can tell that you found somebody new. Tried to explain, dear, and it's easy to know you've been untrue. I can read between the lines in your letter. I can tell that you found somebody new.
I will sing of a place that you may have seen in the eastern path of our land so green, where the sun is warm and the sky is blue and the love on the blue is true.
Kentucky in the morning, trimmed in green and blue. Kentucky in the morning, I was only passing.
Sweet and pure, the tune goes on while the beat's unpure. Oh, if I could hum that old song today, I could chase my blues away.
Kentucky in the morning, trimmed in green and blue. Kentucky in the morning, I was only passing through.
Oh, I can't recall how I came to go by Kentucky shore on the Ohio. As I cross that bridge, I look back to say I will sing you a song someday.
Kentucky in the morning, trimmed in green and blue. Kentucky in the morning, I was only passing through.
A dedicated man. You drove those country back roads to 1,001 night stands.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Vincent, the queen of bluegrass music, and You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here at the Wayback Show. You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? That the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
And yes, friends, once again, following those classic bluegrass favorites, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program where I would like to pay tribute to three songs that I have always enjoyed of Hank Snow's. When it comes to my favorite Hank Snow songs, these would be three favorites of mine. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called Beggar to a King. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite later into his career called The Governor's Hand. And we'll wrap up this selection of Hank Snow classics with none other than I've Cried a Mile. Now, these songs are true ballads, but they also show Hank's wording and clear vocals as only he could do. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I had sunk as low as a man could go. The world had turned me down. Then you picked me up and kissed me sweet. You changed a beggar to the ranks from off of my back, and you gave me your love to keep me warm. Yes, you picked me up and you kissed me sweet. You changed a beggar.
Governor showed us right a pretty hand as he handed me the paper that has given me my freedom once again. The governor said, I'm sorry that new evidence came 7 years too late. Go home and start your life again. Revenge will only fill your heart with hate. As the train pulls in the station, I can see Peggy waiting there for me. But I can tell there's something wrong. She's not the happy girl she used to be. Peggy hasn't said much as she drives along the road back to our farm. And she ignored the question when I asked her where she got this pretty car. As she pulls into the driveway, I can see she's planted flowers all around. I'm surprised to see new paint. I thought the place would surely be run down. I said, Peggy, you've done wonders, and I wonder how you've done it on your own. She said, I had a higher hand, I never could have run this farm alone. Then Peggy started crying, and she said, there's something that you have to see. There's a little boy inside, and you should know that he's only three. We went inside, and Peggy said, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do. But if you let us stay here, I'll try my best to make it up to you. The little boy looked frightened at the thin man who has come in from the cold. He hides behind his mother's skirt as she bends down to wipe his little nose. I said, Peggy, I still love you, and I'll do my best to try to understand. For God has pardoned both of us, and don't the governor write a pretty hand. That Peggy dried her tears when I said, don't the governor write a pretty hand. Oh, the road of love is rocky, and it's lonely and so blue. When the one you dream of walks on ahead of you. Well, I laughed the day she left me, said she'd come back in a while. But for every inch I've left, I've cried a mile. It's a mighty lonesome feeling when you go to bed at night, and there's nothing but a memory and a pillow on your right. Oh, if men were born to suffer, then I guess I'm right in style. 'Cause for every inch I've left, I've cried a mile. Well, I laughed and said a new love would be easy to find. I was right, they're so easy, and all the wrong kind. As I travel down life's highway, it hardly seems worthwhile that for every inch I've left, I've cried a mile. It's a mighty lonesome feeling when you go to bed at night, and there's nothing but a memory and a pillow on your right. Oh, if men were born to suffer, then I guess I'm right in style. 'Cause for every inch I've left, I've cried a mile. That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
Now, friends, it is once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the third and final part of this interview with our good friend, the good Reverend Jimmy Roger Snow. With that mentioned, this part of the interview will be from 2019. I did cut a little bit of it, but you can go on to my YouTube channel and hear the whole hour-long interview. With that mentioned, this interview is the third and final part of this interview from 2019. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic as recorded by Jimmy Snow back in the day, in 1950s, I do believe, and it's going to be called The Hem of His Garments. Now, here's our good friend and the good Reverend Jimmy Roger Snow.
Would you tell us about his and Anita Carter's duet?
All right, during the RCA Victor time, the A&R man, that means artist repertoire, kind of like had that makes the decision for the artist. They could pretty well say, yeah, you can record that, or no, you can't record that. They're the top. They were kind of like what you see in Hollywood back in the old, what we call the classical days of Hollywood. And so, you know, they decided, you know, what they wanted him to record and what they didn't until he became a star. That changed it all. Then okay. They had control of his own recording. And as a result of that, they came to, Dad wasn't the driver, like, you're going to do this or I'm quitting or anything. He wasn't that person. They would get together, people like Steve Scholl, there was his A&R man, and later on Chet Atkins.
Yes.
They would talk over the recording. Why not do this one and why you can do that one and so forth. And they would come to a decision among themselves as what would be best to record. Sometimes they'd miss it. Most of the time, they pretty well nailed it. So a lot of people were recording duets because the females in the country music world were starting to come on more. They were getting a whole lot more notice. They were signing them up a lot more. And the recordings were better. And the artists were much better. And the labels were choosing good artists like, you know, Patsy Cline, who lived, a few blocks from where I used to live with Dad. Mother. And that lived in one little area. Jim Reeves lived behind us, and Hawkshaw Hawkins, he lived three or four blocks away, and different people like that. I could name them, go on and name a lot of them. So we were like a big family. It's not the same anymore. During those days, they come up with the idea of doing duets with the female singers on the labels. And so if you see a singer that maybe is able to sing more with the artist, the male, better, then they would get permission from the label if they weren't on the same label. To be able to get them, they would sign over, okay, you can cut this album or that album and so forth. And that was a permission thing. And that was done often because they would ask the same thing for themselves on their label. And so Dad had tried out one or two others and they did well, but the Carters traveled with us a lot and they toured with us a lot. You know, June Carter was on the shows and Anita and all the Carter family. Mm-hmm. They were always with us. They did a lot of tours, especially during the time that Elvis was there, and during the time Parker was ruling the issue of that day. And so, you know, somehow or another in the dressing room, Dad and Anita started singing together, and their voices matched so well. So they talked to RCA. RCA thought it was a good idea. They did a demo, and they liked what they heard, and so that caused them to quit out, I think, maybe, two or three albums?
I believe so,
like,
yeah.
And
sure.
So those albums did very well, and of course, they did a lot to catapult her career and help her, and she was a wonderful singer.
She was one of the best voices of the Carters, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
The others, Maybelle was the rock that kind of held the Carters together. And when they sang more as a group, they did well. Mm-hmm. But you see, they were around singing in the days of Jimmie Rodgers.
That's for sure, so back in the 20s.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that kept them, you know, up. And June was in herself a showman. So she was there not only because she sang a little bit, too, but also because she did a lot of comedy routines on the shows along with her mother and the sisters.
For sure.
So that's how
and another question is, where did Christmas Roses, that song, come from?
Dad wrote that.
Did he?
Yeah, he wrote that. I'm almost sure of it. He wrote a couple of three Christmas songs, and I'm almost positive. I do have, by the way, if you ever get your hands on one of his books, it's in the back of his book that somebody did here in the state of Tennessee, I believe it was. His name was Wolf, was his last name, and I'm doing this from memory, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he did every single name of every song and how it did and the date it was recorded.
Okay.
Dad ever, that's how we know he did 633.
Amazing.
And it'll be in that book, and that way you kind of be ahead of the game.
Well, I have one question for you, and that's you had an old gospel gospel hymns titled Hem of His Garment.
Hem of His Garment. Oh, yeah.
How did that song come about? Did you write that?
No, I didn't write that. I wish I had. That song was, I was actually preaching a revival way back, which would have been around 1959, 1960, right in there. I was doing this revival in a town down in San Antonio, I believe it was, and I heard this guy sing it. And he was like a singer in the congregation that come up, pastor asked him to do a song, and sang the song. And I told him, I like that song. Could I get the words from you? And so I wound up, he wrote the words down for me, and I got it from him. And when I came back, I said, well, one of these days when I can record a CD or an album, rather, I want to record that. And so there were a few other people that come out with it, and I was able to pick it up from one or two of them that I heard. They did it different, and so then I come out with it myself. And Maybelle Carter, that used to travel, you know, she used to play an instrument called the otto harp.
Of course,
the otto harp basically had, you know, a number of strings, probably four or five octaves on it, of strings. And most people that played it would play it by strumming it. They'd lay it on their lap and they'd strum it and change chords with their left hand. Well, Maybelle figured out how to hold it up to your neck, and by using a thumb pick and two finger picks could play melody. And when she traveled with us on trip during the time that Elvis was working with, to be exact, I hear every single performance playing certain things. And so I asked her, I said, will you teach me how to play the otto harp? And she said, yeah, I will. So in the dressing room before all the shows, I learned how to do it. So I wound up buying one, and I'm playing it on the hem of the garment.
Okay, sure.
I will send you in a couple of CDs. I've got one CD I think you'd probably like.
Okay.
It's a recording that my father and I did in 1976 on RCA.
Oh, nice.
All gospel.
Okay.
He does five, I do five songs. And we did this live before my congregation with my choir.
Yes.
And I talked to him between songs, which is interesting because when my dad got sick and he wound up exasperating food into his lungs, he had to go and he wound up getting really bad in his lungs, and he had to go get his up around his lungs. He had to get something cauterized because they were giving him fits. And so he was home recuperating from this. And of course, at that time, he was coming into dementia as well.
Yes.
He wasn't touring anymore. And so he wound up getting so bad by turning into pneumonia that he was in the hospital, and I'd go see him about every day, you know, to be with him because I knew how sick he was. And they decided to put him in the hospice, and I knew he wouldn't like that. So I said, you know, well, he's going to die. And I said, let him come home. He would probably much more prefer dying at home. I brought him home, and he's laying there in the bed, and he had trouble talking.
Okay.
So he would have times, Johnny, when he was as clear as a bell in regards to me. And he had a housekeeper that was a very religious lady. And for the first time, she would sit there during her break and would read the Bible.
Okay.
And he couldn't say anything because he, you know, he wasn't doing all that well. And he'd whisper to her and ask her what she was reading. He'd say, what are you reading? And she'd say, I'm reading the Bible. So eventually he got to where he started asking her to read it to him out loud. So he'd start listening to the Bible. Finally, she led him to Christ there in the living room. Very interesting. So then on his deathbed, takes his finger and he, you know, motions to me to come down close. I could hear it. He looked up and he said, a little closer. So I got down and put my ear close to his mouth and he said, I just wanted to tell you I love you, son. And reached up and put his arms around my neck and hugged. Well, Johnny, I can't tell you what that did to me. Tore it out of my hand, brother. And so that became a very, very big moment in my life. And so I know now that I will see him on the other side. I heard what he said, saw his attitude and his sincerity. I knew he made it.
Okay, God bless you, Jimmy.
And you and your family. God bless you.
Talk to you later.
You bet. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
A woman one day tried many physicians, but rather grew worse, in the Bible we're told. But when she had heard, and she came to Jesus, she found what she needed for body and soul. If I could but touch the hem of his garment,
if I could but touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole. Blind Bartimaeus said, by the wayside begging, nobody to help him down life's weary way. But Jesus passed by and heard his sad crying. He touched his blind eyes and he healed him that day. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole. Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night. His eyes, they were blinded to the things that were right. He could not understand how a man, when he's old, can be filled with the Spirit and have a life for his soul. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole.
And I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with our good friend Jimmy Roger Snow, who just celebrates his 90th birthday coming up on February 6th. With that mention, I would like to turn back the years, some 60 years ago, to the world-famous Grand Ole Opry stage and pay tribute to a Hank Snow recording from that era that shows Hank in his finest voice, and that, of course, is a song live from the Grand Ole Opry archives called Geisha Girl. With that mention, this is our highlight to the Grand Ole Opry for today. Then we'll be back following this with the Wayback Song of the Week, and then we'll play us all home. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening to this Wayback Opry Spotlight Corner.
From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's Grand Ole Opry time, and the big spotlight is shining on some of the nation's top performers. And now let's welcome Hank Snow.
And now, friends and neighbors, I would like to do a song that I have out on one of our Victor albums, and we do hope that you like our arrangement of Geisha Girl.
Have you ever heard a love song that you didn't understand? Were you ever in a tea house on the island of Japan? And have you ever traveled over many thousand miles to see a pretty geisha girl dressed in oriental style? They've read it in the tea leaves and it's written in the sand. I found love by the heartful in a foreign distant land. Tell the home folks that I'm happy with someone who's true, I know. I love a pretty geisha girl where the ocean breezes blow. I have stood and watched the sunrise by the waters of the sea, and wondered how much beauty in this whole world can there be. My dreams are all worth dreaming, and it makes my life worthwhile to see a pretty geisha girl dressed in oriental style. They've read it in the tea leaves, and it's written in the sand. I found love by the heartful in a far and distant land. Tell the home folks that I'm happy with someone who's true, I know. I love a pretty geisha girl where the ocean breezes blow.
Thank you, and that was Geisha Girl. Friends, I have a very special friend as a guest on our show here, and a fellow that actually needs no introduction. I've known him for many years, a very fine fellow and great talent, and I'm sure that you've all heard him before. And if I was to make a comparison as far as yodeling is concerned between him and another good friend of ours, Elton Britt, it would be very hard to make a comparison and pick between the two of them.
Well, yes, friends, following that, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to celebrate the Way Back Song of the Week. With that mention, it was 75 years ago this year that Bluebird Island was brought out by none other than Hank Snow and Anita Carter. It reached number 4 on the Billboard charts. It was the 18th best-selling record of the year and was also a song that Hank and Anita put on the charts and spent a number of 11 weeks on the charts. With that mention, let's pay tribute to this all-time classic duet and a Way Back Song of the Week. As mentioned, this is 75 years old this year, from 1951, called Bluebird Island.
My ships have sailed to Bluebird Island. I was slowly drifted out to sea. Across the ocean, my lover's lonely arms set free. Then out across the waves, the bluebird came one day. Out of the silver sea, your message brought to me. To sail my ship of love along the moonlit bay and anchor in the harbor of your heart. The trade winds there on Bluebird Island soon dried her lonely tears away. Treasure I found broken hearted was locked within my heart to stay.
Well, yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to thank you, my loyal listeners, for once again tuning in to the program on this Sunday morning. If it wasn't for you, this show would not be possible. Now, I know that Hank Snow was inducted to over a half a dozen in Hall of Fames, and his music will live on forever down in the East Coast of Canada. However, it was on December 20th of 1999 that he sadly passed away at the age of 85. He is laid to rest in Spring Hill Cemetery down there in Tennessee, and his marker still says, to this day, still moving on. Which, yes, the music of Hank Snow will always move on and always move each and every one of us. Now, let's send us all home today, as we usually do, with a classic gospel favorite. And we're going to pay tribute to our good friend, Harry Rusk of Alberta, who knew Hank personally. And we'll also send this out to his widow, Gladys Rusk, out there in Alberta. And it's going to be called The Last Mile of the Way. Now, if we do have enough time, we'll follow this with an all-time classic by Hank Snow called Moving On to Glory. With that, we'll be back following this next weekend, same great time, same great place, 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM, and also throughout the week at www.oshawarocks.com. Till we meet again, may God bless and keep each and every one of you, and so long for now, friends. Happy listening. And remember, friends, keep it traditional out there in the radio world.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I walk till the close of the day, I shall see the great thing in His beauty. When I've gone the last mile of the way, when I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day. And I know there are joys that await me when I
spirit free. Now glory be to Jesus' name, I know He'll want to me.
I'll just march in glory, singing praises to the Lamb, praises to the Lamb. I'd say, oh yes I am. I'll just march in glory, singing praises to the Lamb, singing praises to the Lamb.
Thank you.
Peter, Paul, and Silas, I'll go marching in. My Savior will be waiting for, he saved my soul from sin. I'll lay my crowns at Jesus' feet because he died for me. Then glory, hallelujah, I'll spend eternity. I'll go marching in the glory, singing praises to the Lamb, praises to the Lamb. I'm saved, oh yes I am. I'll go marching in the glory, singing praises to the Lamb, singing praises to the Lamb, singing praises.
Show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time did fly.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here is your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.